All India Radio presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tanvi Taneja. The headlines. Voting for the 17th Lok Sabha concludes successfully, around 70% polling recorded overall. Election Commission seizes cash, liquor, drugs, gold and freebies worth around 3,450 crore rupees since announcement of polls. Rohtang Pass, the gateway to Lahul and Spiti Valley in Himachal Pradesh, reopens. 4-day India-Singapore naval drill begins in South China Sea. In tennis, Rafael Nadal wins the Italian Open for the 9th time. And India Open International Boxing Tournament begins in Assam today. Voting to elect the 17th Lok Sabha has successfully concluded. Overall, around 70% polling was recorded in 7 phases that were held to elect the lower house of parliament. Briefing media in New Delhi last evening, Deputy Election Commissioner Umesh Sinha said, polling was by and large peaceful, barring some incidents of violence. He said, this year's general elections were more peaceful as compared to the 2014 edition. Mr. Singh said, people, including women and senior citizens, came out in large numbers to exercise their franchise.
The polling was carried out through 1.14 lakh polling stations. 74% of these were located in the rural areas. In the age group of 18 to 19 years old voters, the youth who came out to play a decisive role in this phase were numbered at 12.45 lakhs. The highest number being in the state of Madhya Pradesh, 4.30 lakhs, closely followed by Punjab with 3.94 lakhs. The persons of disabilities registered as electors for this phase, 6.8 lakhs.
With completion of polling, the fate of 8,049 candidates in fray for 542 Lok Sabha seats has been sealed. In Gujarat, fate of 371 candidates will be decided this time. Of these, 27 candidates are women, while one is from the third gender. The ruling BJP and opposition Congress contested all 26 seats in the state, but the representation of women candidates in the state is still very low. Here is the report.
BJP has fielded 6 women candidates this time, which is highest ever in the state in Lok Sabha elections, while Congress fielded 1 woman candidate. Total 27 woman candidates are in fray, out of which 15 woman candidates are independents. During the last 2014 Lok Sabha elections, 4 women emerged winners out of total 16. Similarly, 4 women declared victorious out of 26 contested in 2009 and 7 contested in 1998. Total 23 women MPs have represented Gujarat in Lok Sabha so far since the formation of the state. Yogesh Pandya, Air News, Ahmedabad.
Voting for the 7th and final phase was held yesterday. Around 65% electorate cast their votes in 59 constituencies that went to polls in this phase in 7 states and 1 union territory. According to the Election Commission, the highest 76% polling was recorded in West Bengal, followed by 75% in Madhya Pradesh, 72% in Himachal Pradesh and 71% in Jharkhand. While Punjab recorded a poll percentage of 66%, it was 63% in Chandigarh, 58% in Uttar Pradesh and the lowest 53% in Bihar. Repolling at a booth in the Chandni Chowk parliamentary constituency of Delhi was also held yesterday. By polls to 4 assembly seats each in Tamil Nadu and West Bengal, 2 assembly segments in Karnataka and 1 assembly constituency in Goa were also held. Counting of votes for the Lok Sabha and 4 assemblies of Odisha, Andhra Pradesh, Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim will be taken up on Thursday. The Meghalaya State Election Commission is fully geared up to ensure that the counting is carried on smoothly. Our correspondent has filed this report.
For the first time in Meghalaya, a model counting hall has been set up at the Northeastern Hill University to provide hands-on training to all returning officers, assistant returning officers and other counting officials. Chief Electoral Officer F.R. Kharkongor said the Election Commission has instructed that the State Election Commission will have to match EVM results with VVPAT of 5 polling stations per assembly constituency. Accordingly, the exercise has to be conducted in 300 polling stations across the state. There are 13 counting centers across the state and 60 counting halls plus one hole for the Silsila by poll. With Samir Verma, this is Rustam for AIR News, Shillong.
The News Services Division of All India Radio has made elaborate arrangements for providing authentic and latest results. For the first time, All India Radio, the biggest radio network of the country, will continuously broadcast special programs on election results for 40 hours.
On biggest festival of democracy, News Services Division presents Vishesh Janadesh 2019. Who will win, who will lose? Our correspondents across the country will tell you latest live updates of Lok Sabha and Assembly elections in four states.
Tariq Rathar for AIR News, Srinagar.
Suparna Sekia, AIR News, Delhi.
Jitendra Dwivedi, Jaipur.
Jay Singh from Chennai.
Asunyo from Kohima.
Parikit Chakraborty, Kolkata.
Saikat Sarkar from Panaji.
Experts will give comprehensive and in-depth analysis of the results from 23rd May, 7 a.m. to 24th May, 11 p.m. on AIR FM Gold and other channels. You can also catch us live on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. For quick results, visit our website www.newsonair.com and follow our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Most exit polls have predicted the return of BJP-led NDA government at the centre. Majority of the news channels have predicted between 276 to 336 seats for NDA, 82 to 164 for Congress-led UPA, and 104 to 138 for others. However, some channels predicted that the NDA could fall short of majority. Two channels have predicted 242 to 267 seats to NDA, 127 to 164 for UPA, and 135 to 148 for other parties. The Election Commission has seized unaccounted cash, illicit liquor, drugs, gold and freebies worth around 3,450 crore rupees since the Model Code of Conduct came into effect on 10th of March. The seizure is nearly three times the figures of the 2014 Lok Sabha polls, which was around 1,200 crores. Briefing media in New Delhi, Director General in the Commission, Dilip Sharma said, of the total seizure, cash worth over 800 crore rupees and drugs worth 1,270 crores were confiscated. Vice President M. Venkaiah Naidu has expressed anguish over the low quality of political debates during the just-concluded election campaign. Speaking at a function at Vijayawada in Andhra Pradesh, Mr. Naidu said, politicians resorted to personalized attacks instead of focusing on larger issues of public concern. He said, politicians should remember that they are only rivals and not enemies, and said that the language should not be abusive. The Vice President underlined the importance of respecting the institutions of the Prime Minister, Chief Minister, Leader of Opposition and other public representatives. This is All India Radio giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
For latest authentic election results, round the clock on 23rd, 24th May. Tune in to AIR News Special Janadesh 2019 program.
Our correspondents across the country will provide latest live updates of counting of votes for Lok Sabha and Assembly elections in four states.
Experts will give comprehensive and in-depth analysis of the results. You can also catch us live on FM Gold and other channels and on our YouTube channel News on AIR Official.
For quick results, visit our website www.newsonair.com and follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts.
The four-day naval drill between India and Singapore, SIMBEX, began in the South China Sea yesterday. In a statement, the Indian Navy said various maritime combat exercises are being conducted during the annual maritime bilateral drill. The exercises include firing on aerial or surface targets, advanced aerial tracking, coordinated targeting exercises, and tactical exercises on surface or air scenarios. More from our correspondent.
Naval ships INS Kolkata and INS Shakti are taking part in the bilateral naval exercise along with long-range maritime patrol aircraft Poseidon 8i. The Singapore side is being represented by RSN ships Steadfast and Valiant, maritime patrol aircraft Fokker 50 and F-16 fighter aircraft. The South China Sea waters, which are claimed by many littoral states, have been witnessing muscling in of the Chinese Navy. Over the years, SIMBEX has stood the test of time in demonstrating the nation's commitment to enhance maritime cooperation between the two navies and bolster bonds of friendship between India and Singapore. Anupam Mishra, AIR News, Delhi.
In international news, US President Donald Trump has said it will be the official end of Iran if Iran wants to fight. Mr. Trump said this in a tweet. There have been tensions between Washington and Tehran as the U.S. deployed a carrier group and B-52 bombers to the Gulf over what it termed Iranian threats. The frictions came after Iran suspended its commitments under the 2015 International Nuclear Deal and said it will resume production of enriched uranium that is used to make nuclear weapons. In Brazil, gunmen killed at least 11 people at a bar in the city of Belém yesterday. There was no immediate word on the motive of the shooting. Police said at least 7 masked gunmen fired into the bar. Some people were also injured in the attack. The police said the bar is a well-known drug-dealing hangout. Back home in Arunachal Pradesh, 3 northeast insurgents have been nabbed by the Assam Rifles from old Changlang area of Changlang district. Arms and ammunition have also been recovered from the insurgents, who are members of the National Socialist Council of Nagaland, KAPLANG. Some mobile phones and objectionable documents have also been recovered. The government plans to introduce artificial intelligence system in the Ministry of Corporate Affairs, MCA21 portal, as it seeks to make compliance process easier and to ensure that routine enforcement activities are done round the clock on an autopilot basis. MCA21 is the electronic backbone for dissemination of information to all stakeholders, including the regulator, corporates and investors. In the Ministry's monthly newsletter, Secretary Injeti Srinivas said the Ministry would like to introduce artificial intelligence in MCA21 when version 3 of the portal is rolled out in about a year's time. In Himachal Pradesh, the Rohtang Pass, the gateway to Lahul and Spiti Valley, has been reopened. The Border Roads Organization said, despite all odds like heavy snowfall, landslides and rough weather, it has been able to connect the Lahul Valley with Manali through the Rohtang Pass. The district administration has restricted the movement of tourist vehicles towards the pass for safety reasons. On to sports. In tennis, world number 2, Rafael Nadal, has lifted the Italian Open trophy for the 9th time. In the men's singles final at Rome last night, the Spaniard beat top-seeded Serb Novak Djokovic 6-0, 4-6, 6-1 to bag his first title of the year and 81st of his career. It was also Nadal's record 34th ATP Masters 1000 crown. The second India Open International Boxing Tournament begins in Guwahati, Assam today. 200 boxers from 16 countries will vie for a podium finish in the 5-day tournament. India has fielded a strong contingent of 38 men and 37 women pugilists, including MC Marie Kom and Shiv Thapa. The preliminary round bouts will be held today and tomorrow, and they will be followed by the knockouts. And now, for an overview of today's newspapers, it's over to Abhishek Kumar.
Thank you, Tanvi. The predictions of exit polls dominate newspaper headlines this morning. All exit polls point to return of NDA, headlines the Indian Express. Exit polls predict Modi 2.0. Holds on in UP, rises in Bengal, reports the Economic Times. The Mail Today calls the predictions tsunami. The Hindustan Times reports violence in West Bengal, Punjab as voting ends. The Times of India writes, overall voter turnout 2% lower than in 2014. Opposition plans coalition list to stake claim in event of hung verdict, reports the Hindustan Times. Naidu knits anti-BJP front, writes the Tribune. Calling BJP's Pragya Thakur's remark on Godse condemnable, the Hindu quotes Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, BJP should consider expelling Pragya. The Pioneer reports opposition cries foul over telecast of Modi's visit to Kedarnath. The Hindustan Times writes, TMC complains to EC on Modi's Kedarnath trip. And finally, the Tribune says the world's highest polling station at 15,256 feet in Tashigang village of Himachal Pradesh recorded an unbelievable 143% voter turnout yesterday. And all votes were declared valid thanks to voting by the polling staff deployed in the region. And with that, it's back to you, Tanvi.
Thank you, Abhishek. And now before we end the bulletin, here are the headlines once again. Voting for the 17th Lok Sabha concludes successfully. Around 70% polling recorded overall. Election Commission seizes cash, liquor, drugs, gold and freebies worth around 3,450 crore rupees since announcement of polls. Rohtang Pass, the gateway to Lahul and Spiti Valley in Himachal Pradesh, reopens. 4-day India-Singapore naval drill begins in South China Sea. In tennis, Rafael Nadal wins the Italian Open for the 9th time. And India Open International Boxing Tournament begins in Assam today. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.